Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Reish and Zayin, and we're beginning Si'if Ches of Siman Reish and Zayin. So we're not going to finish Si'if Ches, but Be'ez Hashem will begin Si'if Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval b'shmutel ha'ashos keder al gabi kiru she'esh b'gachalim al pi adrachim she'nesvar b'Siman Reish and Gimel. We already learned all the heterim for Shehiyah, what you're allowed to do in order to be allowed to do Shehiyah, if it's garif v'katum, if it's tach betit, you know, all the different, if it's ready mevushal kol tzarcha, all the different heterim that we have for Shehiyah. But you still have to worry about hatmana imu mechusa bevugadim, if it's covered with clothing, with cloth or something that wraps around the pot. Aval bishem gadim imu sivim hevel machmas atzman. Even though the cloth that you wrap the pot in doesn't add its own heat to the pot, but we call makom machmas esher tachteim mosif hevel v'aser. But since there is heat being added to the pot from the fire that's underneath it, that's going to be aser. So you avoid shehiyah. But if it's wrapped in something on erev Shabbos, even though the wrapping itself is not Mosif Hevel, but in conjunction with the heat that's coming from under the pot, it's Mosif Hevel, that's going to be Aser. Umiyu kolshu binyan she'ein ha-begadim nogim b'kadeira. But if you have it in such a way where the begadim are not actually touching the kadeira itself, af b'sheish esh tachteha, even though there is fire that is adding heat, kivin she'ein osa derech hatmana shari, since that's not called derech hatmana when the davra matmin is not touching the sides of the pot, that's not called derech hatmana, that's going to be mutter. Hilkach, therefore, how do you make it in such a way where the cloth that you have wrapping the pot is not actually touching the pot? Here's how you do it. Hecha shabamid kedera al gabikira o kofach sheyesh bahem gecholim vein shulei kedera nogim ba gecholim. If you have the pot not sitting directly on coals, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, just by the fact that it would be sitting on coals is already a violation of atmana. The Ramah holds only if it's on all sides, but the Mechaber holds even on the bottom would already be atmana. So if it's elevated somewhat from the coals, Mikri, it's called Shehiyah. So you're still good as long as you solve the Shehiyah problem. If you put a very wide plate on top of the pot, something that's wider than the pot itself, and then you hang a cloth over that very wide plate so that the cloth is hanging over the sides of the pot without touching the sides of the pot, mutter, that's going to be mutter. The kibbutz shenu begadim nusunim el alos akli rachav shenu nogei b'tzidei akdeira. Since the begadim are only touching that wide plate and they're not actually touching the sides of the pot, ein kan hatmana. So that's going to avoid violating hatmana. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah sif katan lamed zayin kedera al gabi kira taim shemamid al gabi kira milamayla al pia vein shulei kedera nogim b'chalim shalemata. That again, the way to do shehiyah without violating hatmana, according to the Mechaber, is that the pot is elevated over the coals. Like you have some sort of wire elevation that the pot can sit on. And let's assume it's already fully cooked, so you don't have a shehiyah problem. If there's heat added because of the heat source that's underneath the pot, even though the towel that you have wrapped around the pot is not adding any of its own heat, that's already called Mosif Hevel. That's even if it's Garif HaKotum, even if you put ashes over the coals, we call them Mosif Hevel. The heat may be muted a little bit, but it's still adding some heat, and therefore would still be Hatman B'davra Mosif Hevel. Kol Shuhu, Dainu Ken Shetzir Mechaber B'samuch. Kol Shuhu is as we're about to see the Mechaber explains. Hilkach Hecha, so the Mechaber said, therefore, when you're mamid the Kedera on a pot, and it's not touching the coals on the bottom. The Mechaber is now going back to the first line of the Sif, and he's explaining. Even though you're allowed to do Shehiyah in certain circumstances, you still need to be wary to make sure you're avoiding Hatmana. And therefore, you just have to make sure that the Begadim that are wrapped around the pot are not touching the pot, because if they are touching the pot, then it would be a violation of Hatmana. So a loosely draped cloth over a pot would not be a problem of atmana because it's not touching the sides of the pot. Ve'ein shulei akadera, So the Mechaber keeps saying the bottom of the pot can't be sitting in the coals. Why? Because this is the Mechaber Lishita So. That alone would be Atmana. Just having heat on the bottom where it's touching the pot would be Atmana. But the Ramah holds that it's only Atmana if it's Atmana all around and not just on the bottom. So the pot can actually be sitting in the coals according to the Ramah Rachav. So the way to solve it is this wide plate on top of the pot. Huadim Kishnos El Piagadera Daf Rachav. It doesn't have to be a plate. It could be just a board that you put over the pot. The point is that whatever begadim you drape over it shouldn't touch the sides of the pot. So then, Ein Kan Hatmana, then you will not have a violation of Hatmana. Vihine, Kol Zeh Kishyesh Eish Bakira. That's only if there's a fire in the Kira. Avlimein Eish Bakira Klal. But if there's no heat coming from the Kira at all, there's no fire in the Kira. Yeshom Rishen Leser Lahamed Kedera Alel Chasosa Bebegadim. Some would say that would not be called Hatmana Bedavar HaMosef Hevel if there's no actual heat source in the place where the pot is. Even though it's still hot, meaning sometimes you have an oven that was hot because it had a fire running in it for the last hour, then you shut the oven off, the oven is still hot. So you have a pot that you wrap in cloth in that oven, so one would think that's called Hatmana B'Davar HaMosef Hevel. So he says, no, Yesh Omrim, that's not called Mosef Hevel, because there's no longer a heat source there. Because it's only Hatmana B'Davar HaMosef Hevel when you have something that's not Mosef Hevel around the pot, and it's sitting on something that if it were wrapped in that, it would be Mosef Hevel. But there's no way you could wrap anything in the ground of your oven, in the bottom of your stove, and therefore that's not called Hatmana B'davar Mosef Hevel. And there's another reason why it's not problematic. The Gefes Mosef Hevel Ba'atzmo, Gefes actually adds its own heat. But the stove that was on and is now off doesn't have any inherent heat. All the heat was from the fire. That's gone, and now the temperature is going in a downward direction, and that, therefore, according to this Yesh Omrim, is not considered Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel. V'yesh choshen b'zeh l'hachmir. However, there are those that are machmir about this as well. Elim ked maniach klio daf rachav al gedera min l'malav acharkach mechas l'osim b'gadim, unless you do the trick that the Mechaber described, where the towel or whatever begadim you have are not touching the sides of the pot. So there are two deos, whether we can be makel once the fire is off in the oven. Can you wrap it in a towel and put it inside a still hot oven on Erev Shabbos? Is that called Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel? If someone's makel on that, you can't yell at them. And based on that, you should know, he says. Coffee is always the biggest issue. It's always the most emotional issue for people. Nothing has changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Mishabura has to talk about how people were preparing their coffee on Shabbos. So they would put coffee on Tavshil, the Erev Shabbos Miba'od Yom. They would put coffee or some other cooked food on Erev Shabbos Al Tanur Milamaila on the top of the oven, and they'd wrap it in a baguette. Tavshil Yafei Muslim Das Poskam Machmirin. So that's not good according to the Machmirin, because the oven is still hot. Meshachom Atanur Mosef Hevel, and therefore that might be considered Hatman B'davar HaMosef Hevel. Elim Ken Yaniach is a Daf Rachav Ala Kedera, unless you do this trick to avoid Hatmana, to widen the cloth. But you can't yell at them because they have what to rely on, since the oven itself is off. Amnam imnosin chol al gabe atanur. But if you put sand on that tanur, avli shein matmin kulu betocho, even though it's not totally wrapped in the sand, it's only the bottom of the pot is sitting on the sand, and there's cloth, there are towels all around the rest of it, that's for sure aser. Shechol hu me'advar mosif mehevel, because chol is one of the things that are inherently mosif hevel, because we shemi yatmin bokulo, and the whole heter we had with the oven that's cooling down is that you can't make a gzera lest they come to be matmin in the oven itself. There's nothing to be matmin in there, but in sand, you can make a gzeira lest I be matmin in the sand itself. It could be half dug into the sand, but if you have the cloth that's covering the top half of the pot, that's widened to the point where it's not touching the sides of the pot, that heter works. That's going to be mutter. Back in the mechaber, you could put a pot in our ovens by putting something raw in your pot, as long as the kedera is not touching the gechalim. Even though the oven itself you cover with begadim, that's not called hatmana. Hatmana is when you wrap the pot in begadim. But if you have somehow you avoid the isra of shihia. So kitra chaisa avoids shihia. You put raw meat in there, it's not shihia. But are you worried about hatmana? If you wrap the whole oven in a cloth, that's not hatmana. Kivishen habegadim nogim bakedera laf hatmana hivishari. Since the begadim are not touching the kedera, that's not called hatmana, and that therefore is mutter. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan mem dalid v'chein mutter pirush ad hashta mayri li'inyan kira. Up until now we've been talking about a kira, v'ata, which is a stovetop. V'ata bal lefarish to gam bitanur mutter liten kederim mibod yom v'afshen gar v'katum kivin shenosin ba chaticha chayiv lochshin l'chitoy. That even inside of an oven you could put something there mibod yom, as long as you avoid shihia, and you don't have to do gar v'katum to avoid shihia. The other way to avoid shihia is by putting raw meat in there. Or there's another option to avoid shihia by making sure it's fully cooked. But if it's not fully cooked and it's not gar v'katum and there's no raw meat, then it would be a shihia problem. If he keeps on chazering over everything we learned in Reishon Gimel, which is helpful. Even though the entire pot is inside the oven, and the oven is covered with begadim, so the oven has heat, you have cloth wrapped around the oven, so it's definitely being Mosef Hevel. That's not called hatmana. Because the begadim are not touching the pot, they're only touching the oven. We said as long as the pot is not touching the gechalim directly, because remember, according to the mechaber, if even just the bottom of the pot is sitting on gechalim, the mechaber holds that's already hatmana. The Rama, however, says that's not called hatmana unless it's just with the bottom being on the heat source, as we've seen numerous times. So 3 points that we learned today. Point number one that we learned today is that it is considered hatmana bedavar mosif hevel when the wrapped item is sitting on a heat source, even though the wrapping is not mosif hevel, but it's only mosif hevel because of the heat source underneath it. But some say that that's only true if it would theoretically be possible to be matmin in the heat itself. So a cooling down oven would not be a problem, according to some. Second, we learned that if the matmin doesn't, the thing that you're matmin the pot with does not touch the sides of the pot, such as you put a wide kli over it and you have it hanging over the sides, that's not called atmana because it's not touching the sides of the pot. And third, we learned that if you have a pot of food in the oven in a way that doesn't violate shihia, you're allowed to wrap the outside of the oven because that's not hatmana. Hatmana is when you wrap a pot, not when you wrap an oven. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will look to complete Simin Reish Nun Zayin and Simin Reish Nun Ches, which is a very short simin. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. And thank you for joining in person. Okay.